And some people say I'm about pooped out.
Okay. What about I'm using the word wear out? You'd say I'm just...
Wear out, about wore out.
Okay. And say if someone had been well, and suddenly you hear they've got some disease, you might ask, well, when I saw them, they were fine. When was it that they...
Yeah, it was in good health when I saw them.
When was it that they, what, sick?
When was it when they got sick?
Uh-huh. Say if someone went outside and came in and was sneezing and his eyes were running, you'd say that he...
Taking a cold.
And if he couldn't talk right then...
He's hoarse.
And if you do that, you have a...
Huh?
That is called a...
Cold.
And someone who can't hear anything at all, you'd say that they're...
Hard of hearing.
Or just completely...
Dead.
And say if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
Hey, how much he sweated up perspirated.
Okay. And a sore that comes to a head is called a...
Scab.
Or it comes to a head.
Well, it's a fested.
Uh-huh. What about a little lump that has a core in it? You'd call that a...
A rise.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Well... Some of them call it a bar.
Mm-hmm. What about the stuff that drains out?
Corruption.
Mm-hmm.
What about... And some people call it matter.
Uh-huh.
But I believe corruption is the right name for it.
Okay. What about in a blister?
A what?
A blister.
Well, I'd call it a blister. Mm-hmm. It's a sore too, ain't it?
The stuff that comes out of that is called?
Water.
Uh-huh.
Blister has water in it.
Mm-hmm. You'd say, a bee stung me and my hand is pretty badly...
Bruised.
Or it's got bigger, it's pretty badly...
Swollen.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the...
The wound.
And, you know, sometimes a wound won't heal back right. It just gets this white stuff around the edge and it's got to be cut out or...
Infected.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear it called some kind of flesh?
Flowered flesh.
Okay. And a brown liquid medicine you could put on a cut, and it stings a lot.
Iodine.
And a real bitter powder, a real bitter medicine people used to take.
Quinine.
And so he's been dead a week and nobody knows yet what he died.
Nobody knows what died. Had a heart attack, as they don't.
Uh-huh. Or, but maybe no one's figured out what he died.
No, I didn't know what he died with.
Uh-huh.
He might have died of a heart attack. You know, back on talking about that medicine back there years ago, you know, when I was young, I used to use a lot of quinine and calamine.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors had them little old sachets that go around to your house and have a little bottle of soda in there, and that calamine, they'd take it and put a little pinch of soda and calamine in a paper and give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd have to have action about three times before you could eat anything. Well, after you had one or two, your mama could make you some chicken broth or something and give to you, but if you took anything kind of sour, you'd salivate, your teeth would come out.
Mm-hmm.
All your gums would leave your teeth. I saw one time her mouth was in a tub and fixed it, got salivated. She couldn't hardly talk cause from that stuff, but they don't use that stuff no more. It got away from all that.
Mm-hmm. Say, if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you did what?
Couldn't digest it.
And you?
Vomited up.
Uh-huh. What other words for vomit are there?
Well, I've heard some people say vomit up, some say throw up, and some say puke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which, does puke sound very nice?
Huh?
Does puke sound nice?
No, I think vomit would sound better, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Vomited up.
What about throw up? How does that sound?
Throw up, it don't sound so bad either.
Uh-huh. What about a nice way of saying somebody died?
Well, you could say that died,